We would like to warn our audience that the following piece contains sensitive content around chronic illness. Welcome to this Play Inside. It's a new form of audio story designed to be listened to in your own home, where the audience is asked to mirror the actions of the characters to gain a different experience of the story. To do it, you'll need a mobile device and a pair of headphones or earbuds to listen to it with as you move around. Don't worry, these will all be simple actions like walking to the kitchen or opening the fridge. The drama unfolds in places you find in most homes, like a bathroom, bedroom, or kitchen. If you don't have access to some or all of these places, it's fine. You'll just have to imagine those spaces. For this play, you get to be your own director. While we ask you, where you can, to follow the characters as they move around the home and do the things they do, if you can't or don't feel like it, that's fine. You can still listen. We just suggest that you imagine the actions instead. For this play story to work, it needs you to do three things. First, and most important, if you share your home with other people, tell them what you're doing and ask them to ignore you for the next while. Second, if you can, set your phone to do not disturb. Third, if you're able, make sure there's a mirror in your bedroom or whatever room you'll listen to this story in. Pause to go and do these things now. Okay, all done? Remember, there's no right or wrong way to do this, but where you can, mirror what the character is doing as they do it. You are in charge of your own journey. Take your time. And when you're ready, put your device in a pocket so that your hands are free. Welcome home. Have you ever wondered what goes on next door? How different and parallel lives play out, overlap and intertwine. How the drama of other people's lives unfolds. This is it. This is your chance to join those people and witness just a few minutes, just a flavour of what their days are like. Sian is sitting in her hallway, facing her front door with her hands on her lower stomach. If you can, sit facing your front door and put your hands on your lower stomach, underneath your belly button. Sian has not slept well and is feeling tired. She's waiting for a cramp in her womb to pass. Have you ever been in so much pain the only thing you could do was to breathe? She's breathing deeply. Breathe with her. In. And out.
Breathe in. And out. Breathe in. And out. This is going to be a give yourself instructions kind of day. That's it, Sian. Cramps will pass in a minute. Just sit it out. It's not like you've got to go to work. No rush. That's the neighbour's children, loud as always. But at least they remind me that there's a whole world going on out there. Ah, the postman. Two brown envelopes and a white one. Bills. They'll just have to join all the others living under the letterbox. Maybe the pile will become so high, they'll reach all the way back up and the postman won't be able to push any more through. One day I'll look through them all, just not today. Oh, gosh. This pain. Hot, fiery pokers twisting in my ovaries. Oh. I need to lie down for a little while. Ease yourself onto the floor. Slowly, Sian. Slowly. Lay on your back. Get comfortable. Look around. Admire the view. Oh, it's nice and cool down here. Orange lampshade looks rather lovely. eBay buy. Ew. Spider's web. Right-hand corner of the ceiling. I'll get rid later. Take a deep breath. The cramps are easing. Okay. Let's do this, Sean. Slowly stand up. Slowly. That's it. Shuffle over to the wall. Put hands on wall. Steady yourself. That's it, Sean. You got this, girl. Slowly head towards the kitchen. That's it, Sean. One step. Two steps. Three steps. I so love my new gold sliders. A cheer myself up gift. eBay buy. Hey, Mrs. Fridge. How you doing? Hope you don't mind. Just need to rest against you for a min. Lean against fridge. What do you think about my new red tartan tea towel? eBay buy. Did I ever tell you why I love tartan so much, Mrs. Fridge? It's because of Susie, a doll I had as a kid. She had a beautiful red tartan dress. Mum hated Susie because Susie was white. Said, black children should have black dolls. But there weren't many back then in the 80s. I can see Mum now, standing in the yellow galley kitchen, a large map of Grenada pinned to the wall behind her, stirring a big pot full of soup and dumplings, dishing out a string of life rules. Live your life for yourself. Don't have children too young. Always have your own money and never be dependent upon a man. She might have made me too independent because I'm 45 and still ain't found the right man to settle down with. No children, no husband. Not that I'm complaining, Mrs. Fridge, because up until I got sick, I think I had a pretty good life. I liked my job, regularly went out with friends, dated. Life wasn't perfect, but it was good. Right. Let's open you up then, Mrs. Fridge. Open the fridge door. I fancy an apple juice, but you look rather bare, Mrs. Fridge. No apple juice. You're right to tell me off, Mrs. Fridge. It is my fault. I promise I'll order you some more food later. Sorry, Mrs. Fridge. Close fridge. Bye, Mrs. Fridge. Thank goodness the cramps have eased. Right, come on, Sean, to the bedroom. Leave the kitchen, head to the bedroom. Open bedroom door. What's happening out in the world? Head over to the window, step over the clothes on the floor, ignore them, Sean, clean up when you feel better. So stuffy in here. Walk to the window. One step, two steps, three steps. Hands on window, nose to glass, look outside. Feel the glass, cool, smooth on palms, calming. Open the window. Open it nice and wide. Let's get some fresh air in. Oh my goodness! Number 10. Is that you at it again with your new lover boy? Look up to the ceiling. Oh, you number 10. It's 1 o'clock in the afternoon, for goodness sake. You're such a drama queen, number 10. With your fake orgasms. Full stage production. Lights, camera, action. Wait for it. Wait for it. She's coming. 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 And she's come. Loverboy next. There he goes. All of what? 3 long minutes. I hope you get a really bad case of thrush and cystitis all at the same time. Last thing I would want right now is sex, and the last thing I want to hear is anyone else having it. Damn! Cramps back again. Place both hands on lower stomach, womb area. I remember when home was somewhere I just ate and slept. Adenomyosis changed that. Never heard of it until the doctor in A&E informed me after yet another visit, crawling in, scrunched over, begging for help. I was like, Eddie who? Eddie what? Eddie where? He said, adenomyosis. During your period, instead of shedding, some of the lining stays behind, sets up home in the womb. No cure, he said. Only management. Make your way to the bed. That's it, Sean. One step. Two steps. Three steps. Sit on the edge. Take a load off your feet. I was in that job for 4 years, issuing parking permits to local residents. Nothing great, but I liked it and I was good at it. One day the boss pulled me into her office and said, you're taking too many days off. It's affecting your performance. Your colleagues are complaining about picking up your slack. Didn't know what to say. Just stood there and cried like a big fat baby. I'd only been taking time off when things got real bad. They all thought I was faking, exaggerating. No, this shit is crazy. Smash your head into a wall kind of crazy. A womb filled with hammering pickaxe kind of crazy. Bleeding like a full-on burst dam kind of crazy. Vomiting until you retch kind of crazy. Can't even drink a sip of water or you'll puke kind of crazy. Dropping a stone in 5 days, ribs poking out like disobedient children kind of crazy. Last straw? Lily in accounts announcing to the office, I just heard Sean vomiting in the toilet. I think she might be pregnant. Didn't realise I was right behind her. Went as white as an unused sanitary towel when she saw me. Handed in my resignation the next day. That was 6 months ago. Even my friends have given up on me. Fed up with me cancelling on them all the time. I just feel so tired. At least I got Mum. No matter how old I get, I'm forever her baby. The meds are helping a bit. The GP said I've got to be patient, give them time to work. You know what? Periods are just so barbaric. It's the 21st century, for goodness sake. Yet we bleed and bleed and bleed. Bring on menopause, I say. When my periods have finally disappeared forever, I'll make a massive bonfire. Strip naked, run around, whooping and yelling, and I'll throw on my moon cups, all my tampons, pads, and period knickers and watch them all burn, burn, burn. Okay, Mira, give me a minute to get up and I'll come over. I know what you want me to do. The daily affirmations that I missed this morning. Take your time. Gently push your whole body off the bed. Slowly rise. Walk over to the mirror. That's it, Sean. One step. Two steps. Three steps. Yes, mirror. I'm looking straight into you. Into my tired eyes. into last night's pain and lack of sleep, holding my own gaze, red eyeballs staring back at me, dark half moons underneath, skin grey and dry, repeating, I am going to be okay. I am going to be okay. I am going to be okay. Deep breath in for 4, 3, 2, 1. Hold it for 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Breathe out for 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Repeating, I'm going to be okay. I am going to be okay. I am going to be okay.
Find somewhere safe and comfortable to sit down. Breathe. Keep breathing. In and out. In and out. Thanks for taking the time for yourself today, and for taking time hearing about other people's worlds. It's impossible, really, to actually know what another's experience is like, but there's always room for better understanding. Do you ever think about people like this, who may live on the other side of the walls that surround you? Do you think about their hopes and fears, how they're trying their best? Just like you. We need each other more than ever. What action can you take to do better for people like this, or for your people next door? Take good care of yourself as you reconnect to your own world. Take a deep breath into your belly. All our characters are fictions based on real events in the writers and their communities' lives. We want to thank all the people who contributed their time to sharing their stories with this project and the fantastic team. Sian was played by Carol Walton and written by Kat Francois. The narrator was played by Leah Marks. The sound designer was Alexis Ademora. The creative producer was Michelle Roach, and the director was Rosie Pobright. This was a Splash and Ripple production in partnership with We Rebel and funded by Arts Council England. It's also part of a research PhD at UWE by Rosie, developing the concept of the embodied story. We don't want this to be the only play inside. If you have a story you think should be shared in this way, please get in touch. We'd love to hear from you.
Hi, this is Rosie from the Play Inside team. Hope you enjoyed your experience today. If you did, and you have a few spare quid knocking around, we would massively appreciate a donation through our Ko-fi page. Links should be wherever you found this audio. And all of that money goes to the artists involved in the project as a profit share, with an extra share going towards the next iteration of Play Inside, the next set of stories that we're hoping to make. So we'd love it if you could bung us some cash, massively appreciate it. Of course, if money's a problem, please don't worry about it. We're just glad that you gave us some of your time today. Thanks.